Welcome to the Allegedly Podcast. I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss.
And this is a podcast where we delve into stories from Hollywood. Matt and I are each going to tell a story from Hollywood.
Yes, there are three rounds, and this is a competitive podcast. Okay, and the celebrity guest each time will decide who won the round and then who won the podcast.
Yep.
Allegedly, we'll delve into the dark sides of Hollywood and tell the listeners what it's really like in Hollywood.
Yep, real story. So Matt and I are each going to share a story. We each have 5 minutes. You get to decide who told the better story. You can base it on any criteria you want.
And that's round one, and we call it Tales from the Wood. Get it? Round two will be the celebrity interview, in which Theo and I will both take turns interviewing the celebrity guest, and the celebrity guest will then decide who did a better job.
Yep, and Matt knows everything about pop culture, and I don't know anything about pop culture.
And then we got round three, which will be 7 minutes in hell, where each one of us gets to pick a topic that the other person does not want to talk about. Make them as uncomfortable as possible.
Yep, and you get to judge that round just pretty much on how much joy you had.
So today with us, we have our very, very special guest, Mr. Drew Lynch.
Drew, how are you?
Hi everybody.
Who's Drew?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Drew, man.
Oh, I have to say it like first person. Okay.
Yes.
All right. My name's Drew. I stutter. You'll pick up on that already. I pretty much have to say that everything I do, because then
because
people are like, you know. Does he know?
Like the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Like man, that guy's nervous. I haven't really done nothing. I mean, nothing compared to.
You're
really funny guy. I'll say this. I mean, I've seen Drew perform only three times. Actually, super funny guy. Great joke writing. He's most recently a contestant on America's Got Talent, so that's really exciting.
In the process right now.
Yeah, in the process right now, and they go back taping in a few months, you said?
August. Yeah.
August.
Yeah.
And so that's where you can obviously check him out now, and you got to check out his stand-up, we'll get into that a little bit more, but it's absolutely amazing. I'm a huge fan, and I know a lot of people around town are. Drew, and you've only been doing it for how long?
Four years in the fall. So
yeah.
Okay, that's enough about Drew. Let's talk about me. And by the way, we have Maria, our engineer. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
All right, that's enough too.
She sounds cute.
Okay,
she sounds cute.
Our first round is going to be the storytelling round. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell a story. Theo's going to tell a story. True stories that have happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Drew, will pick the winner of the round.
Yep. Based upon
which one you think is
most intriguing,
mm-hmm. edgiest,
peaks,
funniest,
and
whatever.
Valleys.
And
okay.
I'm starting.
And
here
he has
we go.
5 minutes. He has 5 minutes to tell a story. Maria, is that
here
good?
We go. This is my first story. So, Drew, have you ever seen Ray Donovan?
I seen the first episode.
Okay,
so no.
There's a guy on Ray Donovan who has Parkinson's on the show. So not in real life. But he shakes and stuff like that.
Now, yeah, he beat you. He beat your disability.
Wow.
Now, I have a natural shake. If you can see right there, I always do. I've always had it. So I went to this event for Ray Donovan, and I see the guy, and I say, hey, can I get a picture with you? And he says, absolutely. I pull the camera up, and my hand's shaking like crazy. And he goes, are you nervous? I'm like, no, it's just something I have. And he goes, oh, do you have Parkinson's? And I said, no, it's just shake. It's something like that. He didn't hear me. He thinks I have Parkinson's disease. So he goes, oh my gosh, that's so sad. How long have you had it? And I'm like, are we talking about my shake? Or are we talking about Parkinson's disease? And I'm like, I've had it for a little while now. And I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So I left. About a month goes by, and my brother and I are at another event, and I see him there. And I go, Cody, that's my brother. We can't go over that side of the room. He thinks... Well, something happened. I didn't explain to Cody. I was like, it's really awkward. Let's just stay away from that side of the room. And he says, okay. But then the guy walks by us, and he goes, you. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, what's your name again? I said, Matt. And he said, oh, Matt, hold on. And he brings his wife over. And he goes, honey, this is Matt. He has Parkinson's disease. My brother's standing with us, and he looks at me. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what, you've been, your whole life, you didn't tell me you had Parkinson's?
And so it gets worse.
This guy just walks around parties diagnosing people.
Exactly. So I am at this crossroads of going with it or correcting him, and I go, I'm going with it. Yeah, so I'm like, yep, I have Parkinson's. This is horrible. I feel horrible even admitting it. Wow. And he goes, how are you doing? And I was drinking a glass of wine at the time, and I'm like, this helps me a lot, you know, which is probably the wrong thing to say about something.
So now you're an alcoholic with Parkinson's.
That helps, apparently, alcohol. And he goes, I just want to tell you that, you know, you're the reason I do this job. Like, people like you, you're really inspirational to me. Can I get a picture with you and tweet it out to all the fans? And I go, no. And he goes, why not? And I was like, I don't like to talk about my disease in public. And this is so ridiculous. I can't believe it. It's like Larry David. And he goes, that's okay. I completely respect that. Well, I just want to let you know you're a hero of mine. And I was like, okay. Cody and I leave. We get in the car, and he goes, what the fuck was that? He's like, you're telling people you have Parkinson's disease? And I was like, I didn't want to make them feel bad. And it's, you know, it's. I was so far down the rabbit hole. Like, I was so far down the rabbit hole that I couldn't even see up, and I just kept digging. And so now, so I will not go to any Ray Donovan events because I do not want to run into this sweet, sweet guy. Very sweet guy. And I'm
his name?
His name's Eddie Marzan.
Eddie Marzan. Okay.
And he's a sweetheart. And obviously, he's very well-intentioned in everything. But I don't know what to do next time I run into him.
If Eddie ever hears this podcast, he's gonna think you are so far in denial about your situation.
My problem. Well, I was thinking, you know, watch, I'm gonna get Parkinson's in like 20 years. It's Parkinson's karma is gonna come back to bite me in the ass, which is horrible. But shout out to all the people with Parkinson's.
Wow.
So that's my story of the day.
Okay, I obviously have to give you points for the thing that you have, which is I like that you're honest about what you have or don't have. So 10 points for
awesome.
your alleged Parkinson's. And then I love the commitment on you just going with it. Like, you're saying I'm going to do this thing, and this is the guy who says I'm the poster boy for Parkinson's now. So
wow.
You took the job promotion. So 35 points for
all right, 45 points for Matt. And by the way, I just want people to know I feel horrible telling that story.
It didn't sound like you felt horrible.
Well, I do think it's a pretty funny story.
Well, you're 5 minutes are up.
Okay. Okay. Oh, no. Theo's turn.
Theo's holster is on. Okay.
Are you ready for my 5 minutes, Maria?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. Okay, so I didn't come down with a disease that afflicts millions just to make it through a party convo. But I did. An affliction did happen to me. Owen Benjamin, you know Owen Benjamin?
Yeah, not personally, mm-hmm. But yes.
Owen Benjamin, nice, funny guy. Very smart, actually. Super smart. Not that you wouldn't think of when you met him. Anyway, I'm wasting my story time. So anyway, Owen Benjamin invites me to go to Adam Sandler's Christmas party 2 years ago. And it's at like this place called Pickwick Bowling Lanes is where it was in the Valley. And they just rent out the whole place. And there's crazy
stuff.
It's
awesome. There's like a roller. I mean, it has everything.
Yeah, I mean, like, you'll see like Don Cheadle like ice skating with his kids. And like he gets up there and plays with like whoever's still living from Nirvana and a real band. Like, it's crazy, right? Like, it's a crazy.
He's not joking. It's like Engelbert Humperdinck will be there, like, yeah, like recording.
Total weirdo. Like, everybody. It's just nuts. Like, I was certainly out of place, right? So, and this is 2 years ago. Now maybe I feel a little more comfortable. Still not super comfortable. Anyway, so Owen, before we head in, Owen's like, leave your phone in the car because they don't want everybody taking pictures and stuff because there's a lot of celebrities in there. I'm like, okay, cool. So I leave my phone in the car. I go inside. And there's some comedians outside that I kind of know a little bit. So I go up and start talking to them, and one of them is smoking like one of those electronic cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So he passes it to me, and I take a puff off it. I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool, like cherry flavor or something. So then I stay out there talking with them for a little while. helps me feel more acclimated because I have pretty heavy social anxiety. So, and I keep sharing the cigarette with this guy. Well, a few minutes later, I'm inside the party with Owen, and I meet Adam Sandler. And then I meet, like, everybody from every Adam Sandler movie ever in a row. Like,
yeah, they travel together in his suitcase.
They know where their bread is buttered.
Yeah, they do. They're basically all standing there with their bread out.
Yeah, it's like the Russian doll. Like Adam Sandler opens up, and then Rob Schneider.
Yeah, I was gonna say right at the very end is Rob Schneider.
Oh, he's definitely there. So, but I didn't. So I start feeling really weird when I'm meeting these celebrities. Like I've met some celebrities before, and I have some friends that are celebrities, but I've never met
name drop,
this many celebrities in a row, right? And I start feeling really, really strange, dude. And I'm like, what is going on? I don't think I can handle meeting celebrities. And then I realize the guy comes back around who I'd been smoking with out front, the electronic cigarette, and he's like, how's that shit making you feel, right? And it was pot, and I didn't know it. I had no idea. And I'd smoked pot before, but I just had never seen these electronic things. This is when they were brand new. And I just thought that, like, I can't handle meeting celebrities. Like you meet so many celebrities that you just, like, have to go lay down in a corner and eat popcorn. Like, I thought that, like, that's what happens when you meet too many celebrities, right? So anyway, thankfully I realized that, like, that's kind of what's going on. So we make our way over to the food area, and I'm like, oh, thank God, dude. I thought I was going to have to leave Hollywood. Like, what if I were to meet, like, you know, Brad Pitt one day, and then I just lose my marbles, right? So I go up by the – I'm eating – I get a little stack of chicken drumettes, right, which are, like, little chicken wings, right? So I'm standing there. And there's a girl out on this little dance floor, and she's kind of just pop locking by herself, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, where I'm from, dude, if you see a girl, and she has one of those little plates with a little drumette on it, you know? And where I'm from, if you see a girl who's eating a drumette and dropping it like it's hot at the same time, dude, I mean, that's fuck music right there. You know, I mean, that's social, you know, that's sign language for less fuck, you know?
Can you clarify where you are from?
I'm from Louisiana, one of the big 50.
Okay, good.
So I go over and start talking to her, right? I'm kind of flirting with her, and I feel like it's going pretty good. And then she's like, well, you should take my number. And I was like, I don't have a phone, right? That's what I said. But I said it with, like, the wrong tone, I think, because I was pretty stoned and had a really bad haircut at the time, too, which I often have because I tend to cut my own hair because I don't like somebody being with scissors by my head, you know, because I don't know a lot of these people. It's crazy. You meet someone immediately, like, yeah, just have scissors by my head. Like, we don't really know each other. But anyway, I was like, I don't have a phone. And I know she kind of took it as, like, I was too poor to have a phone, you know, which was embarrassing, I guess. But then I, like, gave her – she gave me her phone. I put my number in her phone. And anyway, so I leave that conversation, and I see one of my managers is there, and I start talking to him. He's like, hey, dude, that was Ciara. I don't know how you say her name. We were talking to Ciara,
the singer.
The singer, yeah. Like, what was going on over there? And I was like, that was who? And he's like, it was Ciara.
And you still don't know.
I still don't know. Yeah, I still don't know. That's what everybody says. Hey, that's Ciara or Ciara.
Or Ciara.
Thank God you didn't have your phone. You would have no idea how to save it. It would just be Ciara or Ciara. Phonetically.
Yeah, and trust me, the spelling would have been way off than it actually is.
Theo. He would just put drum
girl.
Yeah.
So I was so bummed that I didn't get swapped information with her. She thought I was too poor.
But
the kicker to the story
is Owen.
Oh, is Owen, a little while later, takes out his phone and just starts taking pictures with celebrities, right? Like, he had his phone the whole time. Like, he just wanted to be an asshole to me, I guess, and not let me bring my phone inside. So Owen should have just said, hey, why don't we let everybody think you're poor? Would have been a lot better. So that was my story of getting too, like, you know.
Okay, so I think that because your story had celebrities in it, and it made me feel like it was a dream you had. I'm still not sure that it wasn't. I think that's for third 30 points, and then the fact that you danced with Ciara, that's like another third 30 points.
Sorry,
or Ciara. I don't know.
I had a guy I had part. Parkinson's disease.
I know, but I empathize with that strongly because I also so have a shake in my throat. But
all right, so clearly both Theo great, won
both,
that
both,
round.
Both great stories. I just don't know why she was dancing by herself. That's,
I don't know.
That's a good question.
You must the planets aligned, and you found that pocket of that 3 seconds where no one's dancing with Sierra.
I'm actually. Or Sierra. I think it's weird that she was dancing with Theo for a little bit. Yeah. I mean,
is that little drumette Narnia kind of yeah. fell through the closet? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going on to round two.
Drew, this round we get to interview you, and at the end of the round you get to decide who interviewed you best, and you can award points.
Ooh, okay. Okay, perfect.
All right, so we're going to start it off. I'm going to address the elephant in the room, in the stutter. How does that affect your everyday life, especially in comedy?
So it's especially in comedy, like, well, I mean, it affects me because, you know, like, obviously there's things that are challenging throughout the day, but then when by having those challenges, I'm able to write about them, be like, okay, I'm gonna tell someone about this. So that I've learned to accept happens. Like, it happens. It happens over the phone. It happens in any situation you can imagine.
Right.
But when I am on stage, I get really self-conscious because so many people put emphasis on the fact that comedy's about timing. It's about timing. So I get this like heightened kind of rush kind of thing where I'm just trying. It makes me try harder, which just makes it stutter worse. So it's like. It's counterproductive, but that's the process of it.
Now, you had a softball injury, right? Mm-hmm. Because you didn't always have this speech impediment. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Four years ago, I was playing a shortstop on a softball team, and there was a grounder that got hit, and it took a hop and got me in the throat, and I fell down and hit my head pretty hard.
Oh wow!
And I was feeling a little nauseous and woozy. I don't remember much from that day. My teammates told me that I had like work later that day, and so I didn't go in that. They said don't if you're not feeling well, don't come in tonight. So I went home and went to sleep, and then I woke up the next day talking like super slow. Like it was very syndicated beats, and even slower than now. And
that might have been so. That would be a crazy moment.
It was crazy enough to make me think this will just clear up by 3 p.m. Yeah. Yeah. It was like it's one of those things where it's like this there's no way this could just be a thing for forever. And
right.
And that's what that's even what the doctors told me.
Yeah.
They said, you know, they said two weeks.
Yeah.
They said 2 weeks your voice.
Wow,
they said it and almost just like just dismissive. Eh, two weeks. That's I'm paid bi-weekly. So that's that's when that check rolls in, you'll get your voice back.
I mean, it certainly sets you aside from other comics. I mean, if there's any upside to it, you know, I think you're a funny guy regardless. But
and it, so it's been there now, and it's but now it's gonna is it gonna be a permanent thing?
At this point, I think so just because it's been so long, and it sounded like this for most of the years,
right?
You know, it opened like a place where I was like, okay, I'll just write a bunch of material about this, and then you get to a place where comics are like, you know, well, that's all you talk right. about. So talk about other stuff. So I wanted to prove to people that I could still be funny despite talking about right. it. Like I just want to acknowledge it and then be like, you know, let's talk about whatever else.
And how do people like you said it before that people don't know if they should address it or whatnot. Yeah. You've probably been in some awkward situations, that sort of stuff.
I think it's not. There's certain questions I have compassion for where they're coming from, because they're just ignorant to it. Like they would be ignorant to like a shake that you have. But I am more understanding of when people are naive to a situation, because I'd be happy to be like, oh, this is what happened. This is what I was told. This is what I have. But it's when people just accuse me of not having it. That's why I go on stage and then I put on this stuttering thing, and then I go home and hang up my pea coat, and I'm like, oh, that was a great night of comedy. Wow. Tomorrow I'll have Down syndrome. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I don't talk.
Because people genuinely think that.
Yeah. Yeah, people think it's like a shtick that I just put on to inconvenience both of our lives. Like, you're not getting this
a lot of work.
Time back either.
No, true. Give me an example of in your regular in everyday life something that you know we wouldn't even think of, like talking to people or something that makes things tough with your condition.
What makes it hard is the first thing is finding that pocket of time when I should address it, you know, like because especially Theo, since you're a comic, you know, when you have to go meet a booker of a club or you know, other comedians, people who are going to put you up and you don't sound confident, they're very reluctant to put you up. So what many
and
times
you don't sound confident, and it's automatically like it sounds like you're unconfident.
Yeah, and I've featured for headliners in the green room, it gets tense. Like how am I gonna go up after this guy who has this thing so badly?
Yeah.
So I've had some horrible stories myself where I've met important people or other comics I idolize, and I try to find that pocket of time where I say that I stutter just so they know that, right? And when and I've had them be like, "Hey, I'm you know, like BJ Novak."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Hey, I brought him up at a show once, and he said, "Hey, I'm BJ," and I said, "Hey, I have a stutter." Like, great. I guess that's my name now.
Do you ever feel like, and is it must be messed up, because some people are smart enough to naturally just realize it and get it and get mm-hmm. that's your world and everything is okay. Mm-hmm. And for those people, they must be like, why is this guy telling me? Why doesn't he just say his name? For them, it just be. Yeah. But then you have the other half of the population that's sheer idiots. It's like, this guy's just remixing his own world.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't like satisfy everyone.
So how long have you been? Do you live in LA?
Yeah, I've lived here for 5 years.
And you moved here just for comedy?
No, I moved here to do acting, and then I had the softball injury, and I got like dropped by all my representation at that time. And
that's so dramatic, and because you didn't always have this affliction.
No, no.
What's the appropriate term?
I was told that it wasn't a stutter. I was just told it was just a vocal like contusion, speech impediment thing.
Wow.
And But of course you can't, it's just when you're on stage you can't just say I've got this thing with the it's an, and you're being vague with the adjectives. No, so it's just easier to just say a stutter. Like I've met other people who have stutters, but they're cadence is different because it's we don't have this. There's this mostly neurological. It's not a physiological.
Believe me, I understand. Not every Parkinson's patient is the same.
Right. Some of them just less laugh a bit.
Yeah. Some of them don't have it.
So, Drew, in your years in Hollywood so far, have you had any crazy celebrity interactions or any crazy stories that you can think of off the top of your head that popped to mind and you're like, I can't believe that just happened to me right now? It could be a celebrity run-in, because it could be a negative celebrity run-in, which I certainly get them all the time. Claire Danes. Cunt. Sorry, did I say that?
It's okay, man.
She's not listening.
I have one. It's more juvenile than your guy's stories. It's just.
I don't know. We talked about pot and Parkinson's. It's kind of juvenile.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, 100 points to me. Just prefacing. Okay. Well, all right. Do you guys know the? His name is. I think it's Clancy Brown.
He's an actor. He was on like.
Shawshank Redemption.
He was the old guy. He killed himself?
No.
He's the lieutenant.
He's been in tons. He's like on the show. He was on the show Carnival. He's just like imposingly.
He's older now. But I'm great with faith, especially with actors. I'm good with being like, oh, you're from this thing. I'm not necessarily good at their names, but right. I know you're good with this thing. He walked into a comedy club that I was working at the time.
Was that Flappers? Flappers?
Yeah. When I used to work the tickets booth there. Oh. And he came in just to see a show. He was very, very quiet and very calm. And he's older now, so he's got white hair and stuff. And I said when I saw him, he saw me realize who he was, and I went hey, and he you're the guy from, and he goes yeah, you know, Shawshank, and I talked over him and said Flubber. Because he was one of the bad guys in Flubber, and he keeled over laughing because he's like that's where I'm remembered at and for.
So he had a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, he did.
And now in America's Got Talent, you've gotten to work with Howie. Have you gotten to spend some time with Howie or no?
No, haven't? It was my only interaction with him with him was from the stage.
Screw Howie. What about Howard?
Well, I haven't met any of them because they didn't know who I haven't seen them since because I just did the audition
right.
And went.
And you got straight because you got something that's called the Golden Buzzer, right?
Right.
It was the first time they've ever used it?
Yeah, for that purpose. I think in prior seasons they used it to like save people from mm-hmm. getting eliminated. Right. But this time they used it for just advancing people to the live. So
trailblazer.
They all walked by me prior to my audition, so they didn't know who I was.
Right.
And I was most blown away by by Howard Stern.
Yeah.
He's incredibly tall and skinny.
Yeah.
It was like a Tim Burton. Yeah. It was like Heidi Klum had like a mop that was like, oh, let's
on her side.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see if this mop can model.
Yeah. It was.
I gotta tell you, growing up, my mom. We will talk a lot about my mom, I'm sure, in the show because I have mom issues. Had the biggest crush on Howard Stern and Michael Bolton. She had posters of both of them in her closet. And my dad, I remember him going like, what the fuck does this say about me? Like, these two guys, they aren't exactly known for their looks, you know? But my mom was obsessed. And so, actually, I met Michael Bolton recently, and I got a picture with him, and I sent it to my mom, and she was very happy. But I grew up in a very Howard Stern loving household.
She idolizes more so talent than
that's a good point.
You know, that's kind of endearing.
Yeah, completely.
Well, you got to think. To looking at Matt, you got to think talent first.
Yeah,
you know?
Minus
3 points. Move on to the next round.
Oh, so
yeah, okay.
But I want to end it with one last question.
Okay, and then
who plays softball? You're like a college lesbian.
I was gonna give you points to win this round.
Oh shit! Take it back. Take it back. Rewind.
I have one last question too. So I have a question, and it is about the speech thing. So was there a moment where afterwards, or even now, you've asked yourself like, am I gonna be like a comic who always is gonna have this kind of thing? This impediment comic, like, because that seems like it's a whole new journey than just being saying I'm going to be a comic. Mm-hmm. Was that kind of like a whole new?
Well, I never wanted to like be a comedian even prior to
that's crazy.
I enjoyed it, and then I was like, you know, I'll talk about it on stage just. just to, because that's it, it's what it, it was like. It was cathartic. It was like, right. This hurts a lot to be like, okay, this got taken from me, and now I can say it to a room full of people who will maybe understand. And then in that way, that just kind of became the thing that started to make me feel good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so. Yeah, I never wanted to be like, I could watch, you know, what Theo does or anybody else on stage, and I'm like, that's amazing, but I don't want to be part of that.
Well, it's funny because I've worked around comics that have had different types of impediments or, you know, different things that also made them extra unique outside of just their material. But because there's been twice where I've had to go after you on the same stage, and I didn't think, I don't want to go after Drew because of impediment. I was like, I don't want to go after Drew because he's good. And he's young, like, because when you're
how old are you?
I'm 23.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. No, Matt. Matt would date you, bro, if he didn't look.
You're my type.
Yeah, but wow, it's just so crazy.
You're on the older end. That's horrible, but it's true.
Do you ever think of it as free timing a little bit? Like it's caused you to think a little bit. When you're having to pace things out,
we're like word economy. Yeah. That, like, a lot of people have said that. What they've noticed is that there's very few words that are just excess. You know, if I say it, it's just because my brain's worked in a way to be like, you don't need that.
You can't waste time. You can't waste time.
Yeah, there's people checking their phones and ordering Domino's. I'm like, what are you?
Oh, tell us one bit. I know you have a phone bit. About a time we were using the phone, you were giving some of your phone number.
Oh yeah. This was like prior to dating my girlfriend. It was basically oh, like I
girlfriend.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
After her. basically, it was the frustration of if a girl ever asked me for my phone number, I would say, okay, I'll give her start with the area code, which is 818, and she's like, she writes 8 8 8 1 8 8 1 8, and I'm like, no, it's 8 8 1 8 8 1 8. She's like, is that 1 1 8 or 2? I'm like, there's no 2. It's just 8 8 1 8 1 8. She's like, I've got two eights and two ones and one 8. I'm like, bitch, that's a zip code. And but I haven't told that. I haven't even done that in a long time because I haven't been given my phone number.
Oh, yes.
Well, you got a beautiful girlfriend though, right?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
I saw her on your, I don't know if I've ever met her in person, but I saw her on the America's Got Talent.
Yeah. She's great. She'll go to like all my shows if she could. Oh. I have to like tell her like, hey, you can be a person.
You know, if you didn't keep her in a cage in the basement, you would let her.
Okay. Those times have changed, dude. Jesus Christ.
That's what you're calling the kitchen. That's weird.
Well, okay. So we got to give you points. You were fantastic.
Oh. Yeah, great guest.
Oh, great guest. Oh, okay. So you get all the points, but if it was between Theo and I.
To win the whole.
That round.
Oh, that round. Oof. Man, you both. Both had really great questions, but Matt, you said I was your type, so that was sorry.
And so, what's your number? I know it's 818, but I got a half hour. We can figure out the rest. That was awesome. Thank you very much. And now that we have decided that Matt is the winner of round two, we move on to round three, which is called 5 Minutes in Hell. And in this round...
each one of us gets to bring up a topic that the other one of us wouldn't want to talk about, because Matt and I are totally different. Like, I'm straight until I'm probably 70 or 80. I might have a man in my life then, but we'll see, because I want to have a couple families
And
first.
He's straight. I've tried.
Yeah, and I'm straight, Christian, and I'm from the South Match, Philadelphia, believes in dating men, and is also Jewish. We have a lot of opposites.
Yes. So, for instance, I would like to talk about Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
Being in the news, I'm obsessed with Caitlyn Jenner. I think she's fantastic, although she has turned into a little bit of a diva since she's become Caitlyn Jenner. When she was Bruce Jenner, she was really cool, but now, like, she's got this entourage around her all the time. But there's a part of me, too, that is questioning what if she's cashing in on this big time. I mean, she's doing a great thing for transgender people out there.
Agreed. Putting it in front of people.
Fantastic thing. I have a transgender in my family. It's amazing. But he's kind of Kardashian, and he's definitely, like, you know, capitalizing on this. Do we agree?
I mean...
Or do we think that's bad?
I didn't even believe in transgender people, really, for a long time. But now I'm starting to believe in it.
Like they're a mermaid.
Believe they exist, or, like, believe in them.
Okay, like...
Like, what, which
Oh, yeah,
which,
did
which
you, like,
one?
Not support
Probably
them? Or did
I think when I was young, I heard a rumor about it, and I was like, you're crazy, like, dude.
Gotcha.
Like, ghosts?
Gotcha.
So now I think it's really starting to come into fruition, though, overall. And I think, you know, I guess people are excited about it. I mean...
I think she's pretty. I mean, she looks to me like Mariska Hargitay and Jessica Lange had a baby. Do you know who they are?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I figured.
I don't know who anybody is, bro.
She doesn't know anybody. I love Mariska Hargitay.
She's the girl in Law and Order.
Yeah, and
her mom. The Latino one?
No. Does Hargitay sound Latina to you?
A little bit.
She's the one. Her mom was Jane Mansfield. Do you know Jane Mansfield?
That wasn't one of the ladies that got killed in that murder, was it? With the
The Manson.
Oh, that's
no.
what I'm thinking of.
Jane Mansfield was an actress who.
Thank
was
God she didn't get killed in that.
Yeah.
Jane Mansfield was an actress who actually, she did die. She got decapitated in a car, but she was a very successful actress, and that's. Mariska Hargitay is her daughter. Anyway,
you know
tangent.
Who I like is Archie Bunker. Have you guys seen what was that show he did?
You know who I like is Archie Bunker. Yeah, completely relevant.
But I love him, man. So if they have anything to do together.
No. Anyway, Caitlyn Jenner. I saw a video of her going to the airport, and it was like the Pope was there.
Really?
It was awesome. And she spread the doors open and made her entrance like the diva she is. Like, she turned into this awesome diva. And I love divas. I'm a Bette Midler fan through and through. I take Bette over Barbara or Cher. But I take Bette. He doesn't even know who Bette Midler is.
Jesus Louise.
Name me one Bette Midler song.
I know what it is. It had to be you. Have you heard that one?
No,
I was
Drew.
I was
do you
gonna,
know one?
I was gonna say come to me, children from the what's the witch movie? She
Ooh,
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
That's how he knows his age. That's how he's young. He knows Hocus Pocus. That's hysterical. She did Wind Beneath My Wings.
Did she do anything from Flubber?
No, she was not in Flubber.
Okay.
She did Wind Beneath My Wings, From a Distance, The Rose, Oscar nominated for The Rose.
Oh.
No, you don't know any. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
No.
So you're Caitlyn. You're a Caitlyn Jenner fan.
I'm a Caitlyn Jenner fan
and
for several reasons.
And this is
7
minutes in hell. It's like he gets to talk about something that I don't want to talk about.
But I do feel that. There is some ulterior motives going on, and then I can't knock it for her for it.
I'll just say this. I am supportive of any person's decision to live whatever lifestyle that is, so long as they're not harming other people.
Well, did you see that one football player tweeted out and said, "Now that gay marriage is legal, what's next? Like, or is it okay for people to have sex with minors and stuff?"
No,
and it's like, fuck.
It's
like, I hate people who use that sort of thing.
Some of that's just crazy.
Like, people live their life.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Drew?
Before you interrupted.
Jesus
Christ. I think it's cool. I guess it's cool. I don't know a lot about Caitlyn Jenner. I didn't know a lot about Bruce Jenner, or even or any of the Kardashians or anything.
It's kind of before your time a little bit.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, but it's also just not something I'm interested in as well.
Right.
But it's weird that she changed just her first name. So I kind of agree with you on the attention aspect. She kept her last name, so people would. I mean, and people would still know. But if you wanted to be, if you wanted to be fully isolating yourself from the attention, you would change both.
You go
names.
Full Monty
completely.
Probably.
But I guess you can make the argument that
yeah.
She always was Jenner. I mean, that's right. Who it was. I don't know. Anyway.
I do feel like she's walking the line a little bit because also there's rumors.
She's walking them in heels. Yeah, girl. Yeah.
There's heels. A rumor that she's keeping her like unit and everything, which I guess is fine. Like, but if you want to be a woman, the last thing it seems like you'd want to have around if you were just a woman that liked other women would be a penis just milling around between your legs. Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people who like that.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole community out there. Go on like Craigslist ads.
Ooh, I'm not getting on there. I've had some issues.
Go on Grindr. There's a couple
people.
People.
You can get a couch and a transgender.
Yeah, completely. One after one. All right, so that's me for my topic. Theo, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I think what I want to talk about is, it's tough because if I talk about sports and stuff, then he likes it because it has dudes in it that are sweating.
Oh,
he got you.
Yeah, but I don't know any of their names. I could probably name 5 athletes. Period.
I'll just talk about this then. I saw
one of them being Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
The 7 minutes in hell for you will be. Oh, I'll talk about this chick that I hooked up with. All right, dude. So this chick, bro.
Is she famous?
Huh?
Is she famous?
So he was at an Adam Sandler Christmas party. She had a drumette.
If she's not famous, I don't care.
I know you don't care, dude.
All right, go ahead.
But the tits on this gal, bro. You should have seen the breasts on him. I don't know what breasts are like to you. They're imagine if a guy had 2 huge balls, but they weren't hard on the inside.
I actually have touched 1 breast in my life.
Okay.
Not even both of them, just 1. And I was done. I had enough.
Dude, first breast I ever touched in my life is a true story. It was through a barbed wire fence, dude. This gal in our neighborhood, their dad was a part-time Elvis impersonator in a small town. And when you Elvis impersonate in a small town, you hardly get any work. You know, because, I mean, rarely does someone need an Elvis.
Yeah. In Louisiana?
Yeah. Vegas. Is
That's it, really. I mean, in rural Louisiana, in a town of like 4,000, rarely does someone need an Elvis impersonator. So this dude was mostly living off unemployment. But he'd get about 2 gigs a year. Around Christmas, they would just dye all his Elvis hair white and have him be like a leaner Santa. But his children, they were all Presbyterians, and he used to keep them he didn't want his kids leaving the yard when he was gone, so he would lock his kids in the yard heavily, and they had this regular fence and then barbed wire going throughout it. And but one day, one of the girls, I think her name was Janet, let me cut the hole in that barbed wire, let me fill that breast or whatever.
And you weren't traumatized? Like, that would have turned me gay.
Dude.
Like, oh, my God, every time I touch a breast, I'm going to get cut by a barbed wire.
No, he went through war.
That's true.
He earned it.
Was it worth it?
It was very Shawshank Redemption, man. She let me... It wasn't a full tit. It was just kind of flubber.
It all comes back full circle.
How old were you?
We were probably 12 or something. She could have been anywhere from like 7 to 19. She was awkward looking. Awkward looking girl.
She probably also had a penis too.
She was very wide but not fat. Like she was very awkward build. But yeah, they were Christian.
All right, so talk about your story with the girl you met, like dating in Hollywood.
Well, she's
like,
thinking about getting some new breasts, this young lady. And at this point, I don't know what to tell her. You know, is it like, I feel like 15 years ago, you wouldn't know much about that because you were 8 years old, probably true. But but it was like getting fake breasts was the deal. You know, you wanted your girl to get fake breasts and you wanted a sports car and you wanted to drive to Florida and just fuck all day. You know what I'm saying? But now times have changed where fake breasts, I feel like, aren't in. So I don't know. I don't really know what to tell her. What do you think, Matt?
I think you should ask her how her day was.
Oh. Wow, bro.
I don't think it. You need to,
and then
you know,
ask
material.
Her, how much better would your day have been if you had these fake breasts? Maybe that's a good way to put it. Actually, it could frame it because I don't know what would be.
Ask her what she's feeling. Be a gentleman.
Oh, Jesus.
No?
I can do it.
That's a hard...
Marie is with me.
That's a hard thing to, like... That's a hard thing to... That's a hard question to ask a man.
So yeah.
Like,
that's true. Well, how did you meet...
You should do this, or you should, right. shouldn't do
How
do
did you
this.
Meet said girl?
Met her at a bar.
In Hollywood or somewhere else?
No, I met her at a bar outside of Hollywood.
But in LA.
Yeah.
And you just went up to her and you just
went up to her and talked to her.
Are the current breast 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 bre anything to...
They were lower medium, I think. They're probably a lower medium.
Like
you know?
Pancake breasts?
No. Oh. I will tell you this. One time I met up with this girl in one of the Carolinas. I'm not sure which one. I don't think it was the racist one, though. And it was... And she let me feel her breasts. And her breasts almost felt like warm kind of... Like shit diapers. You ever felt a baby's diaper after they tape it up? Mm-hmm. Like
it's
that.
Too warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too warm. Yeah, yeah. Almost too warm. Like, you might want to get checked out. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, these glands are coming in hot. You know what I'm saying? You might want to get checked out. But, Matt, I want to hear about that. I have about a minute left, so I want to hear about that breast you felt on, brother. I know it really...
It was actually, this is God's honest truth. So you know Mark Ballas from Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
It was his girlfriend, and we were drunk in, and she's gorgeous. Her name is BC. We were drunk in Cabo, and not only did she, we were talking about how I've never felt a breast, and that I haven't made out with a girl in probably since you were born.
Aren't you called like a golden whisper if you're a gay guy that's never made out with a girl?
I've got the gold star. No, it's if I'd never had sex with a girl, which is true, I'm a gold star gay. So I've never had sex with a girl. And I never
Not to be confused with gold star chili at Waffle House. It was just a totally different.
You did not want to have sex with that chili.
Yeah, yeah.
So she said, you know, like, Do you want to make out? And I said, absolutely. So we made out. And we
did
just kissed.
You did a Mario jump?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
And then she literally said, do you want to touch my breast?
Wow.
And I think she was getting off on the idea, like, oh, this gay guy has never touched a boob, touched a breast. I touched it. It was, I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, it didn't do anything for me. It was cool. It was kind of like... comforting in a sense. Maybe that's how I know I'm gay.
So you touched a bosom.
Yes, I touched a bosom. Exactly. Not only there is photographic evidence of this too.
Really?
Which I will show you at another time.
Nice. We'll post the photographic evidence online.
Maybe.
That brings us to the end of the episode.
Wait. Who won that round?
I know, that's what I'm about to
so
ask.
So what's the judging criteria?
Just how to go bet whose topic went better and what had a funnier discussion or went over better. And I'm pretty sure I know the answer.
It was the breasts.
Yeah, breast wins, bro.
And it's just because we all you are more knowledgeable of the Caitlyn Jenner situation, and Theo and I just acknowledge that's her choice. And
well, I know about breasts. Moved on. My mom had breast cancer.
Well, Jesus, wow, buzzkill, dude. Yeah,
thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, but sure she did, Mr. Park.
No, it's true.
Allegedly. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Drew Lynch, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You guys check him out on America's Got Talent. He's going to be in the live rounds, and he's going to win it, man. You got my vote all the way through.
You got my vote, too.
Thank you so much.
And I'll give you my phone number, too.
Oh, my God. But thank you so much, man, and best of luck, dude.
Yeah, completely. Thanks.